this morning. We're looking for Bundy's longest engagement.
Yes, my heart is so happy with the news over the weekend that J-Lo and Ben Affleck went to Vegas. They got married by an Elvis impersonator. Very low-key, like you said, because you think J-Lo diva wants the big, you know, fancy wedding. It didn't happen.
I just hope it doesn't work out so you'll be bitterly disappointed.
Don't, because I've made the thing, if they don't work out, I don't think there's any hope for Mark and I. If J-Lo and Ben Affleck can't work in the world.
No, you're watering it down. Your statement, I think, yesterday is, I'm done with Mark if that doesn't work out. I don't know if the exact words, but that was basically the tone of it.
Yeah.
So you're making it sound like you click on the news, oh, they're broken up.
You see, Mark.
Sorry, Mark, we're done.
Yep.
Are you still committing to that right now?
Yep.
Okay?
Definitely.
There's a lot on the line here.
Trina on the phone. Trina, how long have you been engaged for?
26 years,
Trey. Well, that's a winner. What? So what was the last one we spoke? Was that
so Ricky was 23 years.
Yeah, you're the winner so far. So I guess out of Bundy's longest engagement, you got the top spot. So is there any plans to get it done?
No, not really. I'm not really, the marriage type.
Okay, but you were the engagement type.
Well, sort of, I agreed to be engaged and we've been together for Like 26 years, just being engaged, and yeah, I just left it at that.
You're sounding thrilled about it.
Yeah.
If you're being held hostage, there, we need a safe word.
I've just come off a night shift, so I'm probably tired.
Oh, you are.
Now, was it a romantic proposal? Because going by the way you're talking, was just you want to get married, and you went, yeah, okay.
Very surprised.
No, we come over to Bundy one weekend and went shopping, and he said, oh, that ring's really nice. And I said, yeah, it is. And yeah, that was it.
Okay.